To us Dakota, the beginning of disparity is if you don't know who you are. In other words, we're like trees. If we don't know our roots in terms of who we are and how we're connected from the very beginning to creation and to God and to the land and to the space and time in which we live, that's more important than what we are, which is the tree. So I think that in a sense, a lot of our young people are committing suicide because they lack the basic necessity of their identity. And that's the roots, the root part. If you don't have no roots, the tree falls and it dies. Or if the roots dry up, then the tree dies. So in a sense, Dakota people, I think to us, our identity is what nurtures us. And the nurture of Mother Earth, the nurture of sustaining life, and the nurture of our frame of reference. And I refer to Native sciences as our understanding of our unique way of looking at life and justifying what knowledge that we have from that source. So we have a tremendous amount of resources and understanding that sustains us away from the modern sciences that are so important to your American people. If you know your history, and if you know your language, and if you know your DNA and what operates in your body, because I think our DNA is very important in the sense that once you're connected to your DNA and the gifts that we have as Dakota people, then you're proud of who you are. You use those skills that come, that's connected to that. And it's different from other cultures in the sense that they severed their DNA connection to the past. And sometimes they say, well, I'm Heinz 57. And I don't know if they're proud when they say that, or I don't know what frame of reference they say that. But for us Dakota people, what we say is that we may be in a process of Heinz 57, but our roots are still very much deeply embedded in our Dakota way of life.